Today is from the 13th chapter of Matthew, verses 1 through 9 and 18 through 23. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and great crowds gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat there, and the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some of the seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seed fell on rocky grounds, where they had not much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched. Since they had no roots, they withered away. Other seed fell upon thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil, and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he who has no root in himself but endures for a while, and when tribulations or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is he who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the delights in riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is he who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
Appreciate that reading. Before delving into this, I would like to bring your attention to our sanctuary flowers, given in thanksgiving for Vida and Anthony Bryan by Beth, and they're quite beautiful. We thank you for the flowers. You know, one of the biggest obstacles to learning is a lack of listening skill. Not hearing, but listening, and there's a huge difference. Think of it as the difference in reading a book and comprehending what you've read. Perhaps General MacArthur expressed it best when he told this story. The first section was studying the time-space relationship later formulated by Einstein as the theory of relativity. The text was complex, and being unable to comprehend it, I committed the pages to memory. When I was called upon to recite, I solemnly reeled off almost word for word what the book said. Our instructor, Colonel Freiberger, looked at me somewhat quizzically and asked, "Do you understand this theory?" It was a bad moment for me, but I did not hesitate in replying, "No, sir." You could have heard a pin drop. I braced myself and waited. And then the slow words of the professor, "Neither do I, Mr. MacArthur. Class dismissed." We hear things, and sometimes we want to repeat what we hear, and when we come to church, we hear scripture, and we may go out and repeat the scripture, but we don't understand what that scripture means. And so we find ourselves in a pickle when someone says, "Explain that to me." And you know, that's what the disciples did. Jesus would tell a parable, like the parable of the sower, and then they would run and say, "I heard what you said, but I didn't understand it." And that's why we got the explanation of the parable of the sower. If we do not comprehend what someone says, if we are hearing them but not listening to them, we find ourselves lost in the conversation or speech. Many of us found this to be true with our children. We talk to them only to realize they're not listening. They hear us. We're telling them what we think. We're telling them what they need to do. And they walk away and they don't do it. And we find out that they heard us, but they weren't listening. They didn't really listen to what we were telling them. Listening brings comprehension. We know what questions to ask to clarify what we perceive to be said. Jesus said, "He who has ears, let him hear." Understanding is so important. For example, two pals are sitting in a pub watching the 11 o'clock news. A report comes on about a man threatening to jump from the 20th floor of a downtown building. One friend turns to the other and says, "I'll bet you 10 bucks the guy doesn't jump." "It's a bet," agrees his buddy. A few minutes later, the man on the ledge jumps. So the loser hands his pal a $10 bill. "I can't take your money," his friend admits. "I saw him jump earlier on the 6 o'clock news." "Me too," says the other buddy, "but I didn't think he'd do it again." Understanding brings about learning. If you understand what you're seeing, if you understand what's going on, then you comprehend. And if you comprehend, you learn. I've learned that you cannot make someone love you. All you can do is be someone who can be loved. The rest is up to them. And I'm going to go through a list here. I don't do this often, but I'm going to share things with you that I have learned. I've learned that no matter how much I care, some people just don't care back. I've learned that it takes years to build up trust and only seconds to destroy it. I've learned that it's not what you have in your life, but who you have in your life that counts. I've learned that you can get by on charm for about 15 minutes. After that, you'd better know something. I've learned that you shouldn't compare yourself to the best of others can do, but to the best you can do. I've learned that it's not what happens to people that's important, it's what they do with it. I've learned that you can do something in an instant that will give you heartache for life. I've learned that no matter how thin you slice it, there are always two sides. I've learned that it's taking me a long time to become the person I want to be. I've learned that it's a lot easier to react than to think. I've learned that you should always leave loved ones with loving words. It may be the last time you see them. I've learned that you can keep going long after you think you can't. I've learned that we are responsible for what we do, no matter how we feel. I've learned that either you control your attitude or it controls you. I've learned that regardless of how hot and steamy a relationship is at first, the passion fades and there had better be something else to take its place. I've learned that heroes are the people who do what has to be done when it needs to be done, regardless of the consequences. I've learned that learning to forgive takes practice. I've learned that there are people who love you dearly but just don't know how to show it. I've learned that money is a lousy way of keeping score. I've learned that my best friend and I can do anything or nothing and still have a great time together. I've learned that sometimes the people you expect to kick you when you're down will be the ones who actually pick you up. I've learned that sometimes when I'm angry, I have the right to be angry, but that doesn't give me the right to be cruel. I've learned that true friendship continues to grow even over the longest distance. Same goes for true love. I've learned that just because someone doesn't love you the way you want them to, doesn't mean that they don't love you. I've learned that maturity has more to do with what types of experiences you've had and what you've learned from them, and less to do with how many birthdays you've celebrated. I've learned that you should never tell a child their dreams are unlikely or outlandish. Few things are more humiliating, and what a tragedy it would be if they believed it. I've learned that your family won't always be there for you. It may seem funny, but people you aren't related to can take care of you and love you and teach you to trust people again. Families aren't biological. I've learned that no matter how good a friend is, they're going to hurt you every once in a while, and you must forgive them for that. I've learned that it isn't always enough to be forgiven by others. Sometimes you have to learn to forgive yourself. I've learned that no matter how bad your heart is broken, the world doesn't stop for your grief. I've learned that our background and circumstances may have influenced who we are, but we are responsible for who we become. I've learned that sometimes when my friends fight, I'm forced to choose sides, even when I don't want to. And I've learned that just because two people argue, it doesn't mean they don't love each other. And just because they don't argue, doesn't mean that they do. I've learned that sometimes you have to put the individual ahead of their actions. I've learned that we don't have to change friends if we understand that friends change. I've learned that you shouldn't be so eager to find out a secret. It could change your life forever. I've learned that two people can look at the exact same thing and see something totally different. I've learned that no matter how you try to protect your children, they will eventually get hurt, and you will hurt in the process. And I've learned that even when you think you have no more to give, when a friend cries out, you'll find the strength to help. And finally, I've learned that writing, as well as talking, can ease emotional pains. I've learned that the paradigm we live in is not all that is offered to us. And that's why when I get in a counseling session, I have learned that oftentimes people just need to talk. That's all. They just need to talk and know that they're safe. You see, if we listen, we learn. Jesus said here in the parable of the sower, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in his heart. That is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on the rocky ground, that is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while, and when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is he who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the delight in riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is he who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold and another 60 and another 30. Listen, understand, two important ingredients in hearing the word. How often have you seen people come into the church and be baptized and be excited about their faith and then you never see them again? Or they come a few Sundays and then suddenly it just all goes away. Sound like the parable of the sower? The story is told of a pastor of a large church who had a dream one night that really opened his eyes. He dreamed that he could see his own church worship service on Sunday morning, but there was something very strange happening. The choir was singing, the mouths of the choir members were open, but no sound was heard. The people in the congregation were singing, but there was nothing from their mouths either. The preacher himself got up to preach his typical Sunday sermon. He opened his mouth to preach, but nothing came out. There was absolutely no sound at all in the entire worship center. Then the pastor saw a little girl up in the balcony and heard her little voice singing, "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me." The pastor was confused and suddenly woke up. "Lord, what was I dreaming? It doesn't make sense to me," he asked. The Lord spoke to his heart and said, "Pastor, you just saw a picture of what I see in your church every Sunday morning. People are singing and you are preaching, but I hear nothing. Your hearts are not focused on me. You are focused on yourselves. The only one I heard in your church last Sunday was the little girl in the balcony who matters to very few people in your church, but she matters to me because she came to church today with the right motive, to love me and listen to me with all her heart and to understand what I have to say." What if God showed you a dream of your church? What would you hear? what would he hear? Whose heart is truly focused on the Lord? Are you listening? Are you hearing? When we come into this sanctuary and we hear the word, that's a lot different than if we listen to the word. So when we go forth from this place today and we're able to tell the story of the sower and share that parable and share what it means and what Jesus said it means we were listening. But what if we go out and we go out to eat after church and someone says, what was the sermon about? What was the scripture? You say, oh, I don't know, it had something to do with something Jesus said. Were you listening? Is God hearing what you have to say? Or is he just seeing this? Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks that we have so much in this world to learn. And we give you thanks that you're willing to share that with us, not only through your church and through your word, but through our neighbors, our friends, and our family who come to us, for we can see you in them. And we ask that you help us to recognize you in them, that we may truly listen to what you would have to share with us this day and throughout our lives. Be with us and guide us, for we ask this in your Son's name. Amen.